There you go. That's recording. Yep.
All right. Thursday, May 15th at 2 p.m. Called meeting, as the police has the meeting, and discussion, or the business we need to discuss is Lewiston ESTA. Now, I'll start with, also present here is Chris Helly, Fulton County ESTA Director, and he's going to give us some guidance or what we need to do to get our ESTA in ready to go.
So we're here to help in whatever way we can. I'll reiterate what we discussed at the April Safety Committee meeting. We have some concerns. A member of the organization has a very troubling record. We, the Safety Committee, County Board, were hamstrung in helping or assisting until at the very minimum that person is no longer with the organization. There is another member that has a conviction, but I think we can move past that, work together, and support in whatever way the city needs. We're here to help. But our primary concern would be the individual, because of the nature of the issues, it hamstrings us significantly.
So do you have to, what do you call it, a credit or...
So under state law, if you'd like, there's what's called accredited, and then there's non-mandated. The city would be a non-mandated. There is no legal work, to my knowledge.
So you have to give us something that said you're on board with us?
Not to my knowledge. I'm not aware of that at all. Now, I will say the administrative rule, which guides what we do as a county, there's a guideline or a rule under the Illinois JCO law. That's going through a legislative change currently as we speak. It's under second reading. To my knowledge, within that rule, there is no requirement whatsoever that we bless, condone, or you guys are welcome to do whatever it is you want.
Okay.
Now, I can't speak legally what you can and can't do, but...
How's the county different than the city as far as that goes?
The county is what's called an accredited agency. State says thou shall with the county, and among those is a laundry list of training classes, exercises, state mandated reports. Don't hold me to this, but it's like 48 hours of training every 3 years approximately. We have to have a exercise of some sort, and by exercise I mean like functional, full scale, or tabletop. We have to have an accredited emergency operation plan, which we do, just for the record. And we are accredited. We meet all those requirements. It's a laundry list, and if you'd like, I can get that for you. But the city is not required to have any type of regulations, mandates, because you're under, respectfully, $500,000. I think there's a different set of rules for the city of Chicago, which is the only city in the state of Illinois.
So our members would actually be under the city of Lewiston ESTA, right?
Correct.
Not Fulton County ESTA.
You would have your own policy, your own insurance, your own work comp, all of that.
Okay. And we would just want to work with... If you pick the phone up and call Pasley or somebody and say, hey, I'm afraid something's going on, you got anybody out, we want to work together on this. That's the goal, right?
And I think that's the goal. What we would probably do is, we do this a lot with our fire, police, and EMS, is we'll do a text message or email chain. I think, Brad, you've seen those before. There's so many agencies, it's easier for us to text or email and say, hey, this is going on. If there was a large-scale incident unfolding, we would also do conference calls, briefings, webinars. We try and brief as much ahead and after the incident. Cindy and I discussed just a few minutes ago, we learned the hard way after the Bryan tornado about having a daily meeting with all of what I call key holders or stakeholders.
And I'm going to bring this up just so everybody else knows it, but you and I have already discussed it. The decision kind of was to switch the siren frequency to our frequency, right?
So that's what I understand. The county is likely, we are in the initial stages of purchasing an automated system to activate all of the county-controlled weather sirens, outdoor warning sirens. Let's classify them that way to keep everybody protected. We are in the process of purchasing that software. The software was roughly $10,000. As part of that, we would need to make sure that our channel, our VHF radio channel, is dedicated for our use only. Because in the event, let's just say we share it with, I'll use Fowler. We share it with Lewiston Fire. Lewiston Fire keys up for whatever reason when our system is banging out a tone for Canton or Ipava or whatever. It will not go out, because when the siren tones go out, it's a series of, depending on which city, it's a series of tones that are very unique to that system. So if it misses one tone, one button, it's hosed, and the system won't know it. So we need to keep that channel locked down to our use only.
So we need to get it switched to our frequency and for our radios and our guys.
If the city so chooses, absolutely.
And in the event that we did do that, we will notify you when, after we communicate with Reagan to come do it, when they're doing it, we'll let you know when they're gonna do it, so that you'll know, hey, by noon Wednesday, it should be, you know.
Yeah, just some sort of documentation, because as you know, being city government and county government, in the event there's not some sort of paper trail, somebody's gonna get upset, and clear documentation and communication protects everybody.
Okay. Do you want to make some sort of note that when we do the frequencies, we got to get him a letter or something?
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah, so email is best, right?
Yeah. I'm in meetings a lot or on the phone, so it's just sometimes I'll get a phone call and like I won't be able to get back to it until the afternoon or tomorrow. So an email I can pop in a meeting, respond to, I can do it up, kind of like use it after hours. It's so much.
Danny, you got anything you want to ask here? No? Okay.
I just some of the, because we had our city attorney looking at it in the section here, and I guess I can give it to you, and then it's the Title 29, Section 301 of the ESM, that act of the state. But this specifically is 301-520, certification of non-mandated ESDAs. Down here, it looks like we'd have to do a lot of the things that the accredited ESDAs do in order to get certified. But
there's something that says we have to sign on.
Yeah, the county.
That has been removed from the going through JCO now.
Okay, so it won't be there.
That won't
but
be hasn't there.
Passed yet.
It has. It's on second read, so I wouldn't. And what is it, like two reads and then 30 days or something?
And then if it gets signed. And
yeah, so.
Because it's just going through the rules right now.
Yeah,
so.
Which it's been through one reading. It had some changes to other sections.
Right.
And
but that was our concern was, I mean, it appears we have to.
If you want to be a. Whatever, there's a title.
They're called certified.
Yeah, so if
the
city...
two or four years, it's done by the... It's, I mean, it looks like it's done by the county, because we're non-mandated, you're mandated.
If you want to be certified. But to my knowledge, there's no requirement. Unless your insurance company or work comp comes back and says they need to be certified. That's the only thing I would check if I was you.
Do you know, do we need to contact the insurance company to make sure to add the ESDA on there?
Yeah.
So everybody's covered?
We had a guy 3 or 4 years ago out on call. Through no fault of his own, he was wearing PPE, he was doing everything right. Took a serious eye injury. And thankfully, the county 100% stood behind him, but it was expensive. So we've had a vehicle messed up. We've had a guy off work. So I would absolutely, if you're going to go down this road, I would protect those volunteers.
Okay.
And make sure that they have work comp and they have insurance.
That they do? Or
they
put
do.
On? Oh, that they do. Okay.
The city would cover them. Because you don't,
yeah.
To me, it's not fair to ask Jim Bob to go out and do something for
mm-hmm.
the city. And if he gets hurt, sorry, Jim Bob.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's why I meant, yeah, we need to contact our insurance.
Yeah, that would be under the work comp, where they would follow up.
But that can just be listed as, I wanna make sure it's listed as one of the items covered.
Yeah, that's why we don't, like, on a large incident scene, we as the county will not accept spontaneous volunteers because of that exact reason. If they get injured with good intentions or bad intentions, we are liable. I have had that conversation very clearly from the people that meet me. I'm like, yes, sir.
You got anything you're thinking, Kendall?
Not at this time.
Yeah, my big thing was on the certification thing, but if it's being taken out of there.
I know it's removed from what's JCO now, but if you're not, to me, there's no, unless your work comp or insurance comes back and says that, to me, there's no reason to go, in my opinion.
Right, I just wanna make sure that we're recognized if.
Their only real concern would be in the event there's a federal, under current regulations, in the event there's a federal disaster and you wanted to recoup volunteer hours for your FEMA match or something along those lines, that's when it might crop up. Otherwise, I don't know why it would.
Well, and realistically, we're probably gonna have you down here at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the state and everything.
So the way it works in that scenario is, as with all police, fire, EMS, the city would exhaust whatever resources it has, then go to the county, and then go to the state.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, if you had half our town wiped out, everybody's gonna be here.
Everybody's gonna be here. In that scenario, we've gone through, as this is being recorded, I won't say where, but if anyone has questions after, please reach out. We've gone through and identified pre-stage locations for incident command posts, stuff like that. We, again, learned from the last event. If there's an event in Lewiston, there's a pre-identified location where people go and essentially lock the doors. Respectfully to everybody in this room, you can't, and we learned this the hard way, and Spotlow would probably say the same thing, I think he even brought it up, is you've got someone of Spotlow's level trying to run the incident, and then you've got people coming up asking him questions. Well, no offense, he's got more important crap to deal with. So we lock the doors, make sure the key stakeholders are making decisions, because there's so much that emergency management does. It's not just weather spotting. That's probably 10 to 15% of what we do. A large portion of what we do is public education, school outreach, working with schools on emergency planning, working with schools on emergency drills. We go through every school, and under Illinois law, we have to ask them to cooperate. They don't have to required to cooperate. We have to ask them to cooperate, but all of them do. Your school district here, like all the other school districts, is phenomenal. We have to go through their emergency operations plans, which are this thick, and audit them, review them. This way, if there's ever an incident, we can all say, hey, we've documented meetings, we've had discussions, we've done these and this. Nursing homes is another big one. We, under Illinois law, have to sign off on their emergency operations plans.
So if something happened that we needed certified, being the insurance company or whatever, are you doing that then?
I think we would be willing to have that discussion. I would need to talk to my powers that be before I could make you a promise. I'm willing to have that discussion and work together on that, but I think there's going to have to be, we as an agency, our volunteers are required background checks. They cannot have any felony convictions. They cannot have anything seriously concerning. So that would be issue number one. We would also want to do some minor training issues, establish some rules, policies, and guidelines. As an example, if you've had alcohol consumption in the last 12 hours, don't show up. You sure as heck can't drive a county vehicle. If you're out on the scene, the last thing I want to see you doing as a volunteer in our agency, take photos of that scene and post it on Facebook. I will destroy your phone and shoot you a new one. I've done it before. There's rules and guidelines, but I think we can definitely work towards that and work together, or we can at least have that conversation. I think there's absolutely no reason we couldn't do that. How's that?
Okay.
So we need to ask the insurance company then if we need to be credited?
I would personally check with your insurance company, and I would check with your work comp.
Or just wait and say, wait and see if they tell us.
I would ask them, because the last thing you wanna do is he gets hurt out on a call, and your insurance company says, well, we're not covering him, he's suing. And you're essentially liable, because I would, just to cover yourself and protect yourself, and I would, and then I would get it in writing from them. And then when you change, as you probably know, when you change insurance companies, just take that to them. And Pat over at the courthouse is an absolute genius on this type of stuff. He handles all of our insurance for all the county departments. I would check with him.
I imagine they know. We have ours down to Van.
Yeah, it's office management.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, RMT or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think that's who we have our vehicles and stuff through, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or did, I assume.
I assume.
Probably not gonna change.
So I'm sure they know.
Yeah. Our biggest issue was we had the guy get hurt, and it was our first guy getting hurt, and I was a little nervous, to be honest, and it sailed right through.
I think as long as they're on your roster, documented and approved by the board.
Yeah, I would just figure out what that policy is, just to protect yourself.
Yeah. Do you have anything else?
I don't think so.
If you've got questions, email, call, just whatever. Have doors always open. Don't listen to rumors, don't believe everything you hear on the internet, so just call anytime.
So, other than checking with our insurance, there's no reason we can't go ahead and get this rolling.
I would see why not. From the county perspective, just to be absolutely clear, the individual with the...
Right.
That is a hurdle.
But, yeah.
If that does not exist, I would say we are absolutely open door, handshake, work together.
Okay, well, I'm sure we're gonna check with the insurance first. And then if it's okay, we'll probably go notify the person.
Yeah. And I would establish some sort of policy and procedures and just take your time, and we're here to help, whatever way we can.
So I guess we're basically good to go.
Yeah. All right, I'll go ahead and
adjourn the meeting.
I want to say close, adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
All right.